President Bush announced yesterday he is nominating Thomas Scully to run the Health Care Financing Administration. Most of the time, few outside Washington would care who runs the agency, which oversees the Medicare and Medicaid health programs. But with Medicare at the center of the budget debate, both the program and the chief of its bureaucracy will face some very public challenges, NPR's Julie Robner reports.
If the Health Care Financing Administration isn't ground zero of President Bush's domestic policy agenda, it's pretty close. John Rother of the senior group AARP says Medicare in particular is in a perilous position.
It's really a critical time for the program, and so being the administrator is going to be very high profile and very high risk in the next few years.
Shoring up Medicare's finances for the impending retirement of some 70 million baby boomers and adding a drug benefit to the program are just the beginning of the agenda. And HCFA, as the agency is called, has a bureaucratic bent that makes it the government agency health care providers and congressmen love to hate. But most people seem to think if anyone's up to the job of heading HCFA, it's Tom Scully. Although he's only 43, Scully has toiled in the healthcare trenches for nearly two decades, both in government and in the private sector. Since 1995, he's been president of the Federation of American Hospitals, which represents for-profit facilities. In that capacity, he spent most of his time trying to add money back to Medicare that was cut in the 1997 Balanced Budget Act. Here's how he described it last fall.
The result of that is that Medicare spending dropped from what was about 10% of your inflation to negative, to deflation. And it's had a huge impact on every hospital, nursing home, basically every corner of the healthcare sector. When Medicare is your biggest payer, Medicaid's your second biggest payer, and you get hit like that, it obviously has a big impact.
Now Scully will have to take the side of the beneficiaries and taxpayers rather than those who provide the care. But those who know him say he's more than willing to take everyone's interests into account. Health economist Gail Walensky headed HCFA during the first Bush administration and worked closely with Scully, who was then a deputy at the Office of Management and Budget.
He is energetic, knows the issues, knows the Hill very well, and will be eager to attack on all fronts the issues bedeviling the Health Care Financing Administration.
It's not just Republicans who think Scully is a good choice. Among Scully's backers on Capitol Hill is Democratic Senator Jay Rockefeller of West Virginia. Rockefeller says that despite their party differences, Scully has a quality in short supply around Washington.
He's instinctively built towards solving problems. I mean, he's been in all of his positions. That's what he's had to do. He solved one of the biggest ones of my life in West Virginia, having to do with retired coal miners. Nobody else could come up with a solution. Tom Scully did.
Even Scully's affiliation with the for-profit side of the healthcare industry doesn't seem to bother people, including AARP's John Rother.
It's so much better to have someone there who's not learning on the job, but who understands what needs to get done and, in general, how to do it.
If he's confirmed, Scully will be stepping down from a post where he earned more than $500,000 a year into a job heading an agency many on Capitol Hill would like to eliminate. One senator joked that they better confirm him fast before he changes his mind. Julie Rovner, NPR News, Washington.